It'll be fine.
Inside your room, remember short controlled bursts.
Let's rock!
All right.
All righty then.
It's 9 p.m. once again, and it's time for
It's 9 p.m. on Sunday night. Because it's 9 p.m. a lot.
Sunday. 9 p.m. every day, but this is 9 p.m. on a Sunday. And Zarfin just joined us.
Zarfin.
Holy shit, it's Zarfin.
That's a new name.
Is your skin still turning green when you go out in the sunlight?
Is that what a Zarfin is?
No, it's Zarfan was that guy from G.I. Joe, wasn't it?
Zartan.
Oh, thanks, man.
And his skin went...
And Zartan. And what was the name of Zartan's commandos? Anybody remember?
Dreadnoughts.
Ripper Buzzer. Ripper Buzzer.
And Monkey Wrench.
Wasn't Zorana
and Zartana?
Tell them they lost.
Yeah, wasn't Buttfucker one of those? Zartan, was Buttfucker one of your guys? I'm just wondering. With realistic kung fu grip.
Yeah. And a removable face.
Zartan, a.k.a.
The nameless one.
Oh, okay. He's made it onto the IRC. That's the guy that phoned last week.
Oh, is it?
The nameless one.
Oh, the nameless one.
Oh.
Lives in on Vancouver Island.
He is technically orientated now. So
oh, Torch. Starfan said Torch. Torch and Zanzibar.
He's a G.I. Joe expert, this guy.
Who's Zarfan?
No.
He doesn't.
The nameless one.
Well, Zarfan.
Is he a G.I. Joe expert?
If you're such a G.I. Joe expert, did you have the aircraft carrier?
That's
what I want to know.
He didn't say he was a G.I. Joe expert
unless you had the aircraft carrier.
He didn't say he was a G.I. Joe whore. He just said that he was a G.I. Joe
expert.
He liked the comics more than
all I have to say is that you G.I. Joes suck. I had the big...
Suck ass?
Yes.
My G.I. Joes kicked your ass. You were playing with Barbies, bitch.
I was playing with Barbies. I was playing with the 12-inch...
Barbies.
Fuck you.
Barbies. You played clothes on your Barbies, didn't you?
Never played with anything 12-inch.
My kung fu is mightier than your kung fu.
All right, well, we're on the What the Hell show here.
What the
talking
hell?
Talking about
G.I. Joes.
G.I. Joes.
Suck ass.
If my G.I. Joe lost an arm, I could salvage from another G.I. Joe by removing one single screw.
Cloning, baby.
Yeah, well, I just play Quick.
Who introduced you to Quick?
Well, that's true. Bob from Peru.
Yeah, well, the big G.I. Joes, he could interchange the
parts. Bob from Peru is probably going to wind up being the Rant Radio sponsor.
You did not have that much money. I am weak. I did not have enough money.
No.
I did not.
Say his parents were weak.
Your parents were weak, and you did not whore yourself. If you really wanted that, you would have got it.
What a dick.
Exactly.
Sean Kennedy is going to beat the fuck out of Bob from Peru, because I think he's just being a dink to people on the
internet. If he can catch me.
Range, 30 meters. Range. In any case,
all right.
Well, we're on with the show.
Yeah, we're going to go around the room, Zarpan, see who's here. It's pretty full house tonight.
Pretty full house.
And starting from my left, it's me, Sumerian.
He's going to have to zoom in way fucking closer than that because we got to get a fucking screenshot. There we go. John. I'm saying fuck a lot.
Go Bob.
And then over
and
one.
Week, my parents suck.
It's Bob from Peru.
Hey, buddy.
Excellent.
I am weak, my parents.
And up and over.
Oh, God, it's chicken.
The chicken!
The chicken.
Let's right. check out. We got to get a screenshot of your T-shirt. Stand
three,
up.
2 week hiatus.
That's right.
Here he is. Here he is.
What does that say?
Guns
are fun. Kill someone. There it is.
Sarfin says, I am weak. My parents suck.
And it's Sean with realistic Morsi hair. And if a Tonton truck runs over us. So, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man's here, who's been mightily sucking because he hasn't done his show. Oh, and Daxter.
Hi!
And then one over, it's Black Wolf.
Wow, this is Black Wolf over here. Shaving again.
Shave again. Just can't make up his mind.
Like a baby's ass.
Hey!
We don't want to know why.
We don't
want baby's asses. It grows.
And then one more over. It's
no, I'm the hidden Enki in the background.
Hidden Enki
is the shy one on my left.
Say something else.
Say hi. That's all you have to say.
Hello.
There. Yay.
She speaks.
And the dark one.
The dark one. Come out of the shadows.
Come out of the shadows. You're evil.
Out of the shadows. Come say hi.
Again.
Dark one.
Dark one.
And vomit man.
That was a... You have to get projectile vomit now.
Projectile vomit. Oh, okay.
And Kurt.
And
Captain Kurt.
There he is. And there goes his fucking phone. It's not appropriate.
Well, at least he zoomed back out. Bert is our cameraman.
Sir.
Be good.
Where's the savior? Master.
Yeah.
I just told a Brian joke. That's cool. In any case. Yeah, baby. So we're going to start things off right this week because I'm going to start off right with my story.
Yeah, Sean's okay? story. This happened
Friday. This happened Friday night, and nobody here save Dark One, being my wife, knows this story. But this is
I lived it.
This is pretty fucking mighty. Okay, it starts off Friday night, and I got the munchies. So what happens is we decide I phone up, or actually no, wrong. Sumerian calls up myself and says, "Hey, why don't we go to a punk show?" And I say, "Wait, I'm broke." And he said, "It's okay.
I'll pay.
Actually,
I'll buy it for you.
I'll play my part."
Okay. Yeah. One day, at Sean's house, the phone rings.
Hey, Sean.
Hello, Sumerian. Because I never call him his real name. Hello, Sumerian. What's going on?
Hey, there's this person that you don't know and a bunch of other people that you don't know. They've invited me to a, quote, punk show. I've done my hair up.
Hey, that sounds great. Except for I'm a broke bitch.
That's okay, you broke bitch. I've got money for you. You can come.
Yay!
You can work it off in trade later.
So then...
Later on that evening.
Dark One, I suggested that Dark One should come with us, but Dark One went, "No, I'm tired." Because
smart choice.
Actually, it wasn't smart very choice. Torturous.
Well...
As we will soon see, because Dark One was
yes
said,
and no
said, "Oh yes, Sean, let me consult if I can go."
Over at Dark One, may I go to the punk show? No.
I'm sorry, Sean, I can't go. Okay, honey. So that was it. So we went down, and we go to this chick's house. This chick.
No
chick.
Names.
No names.
No names.
No names.
Chick's house with two other chicks. Okay, so there's like a bunch of chicks and a small fag there.
Menage a trois.
So there's a little gay person who we will call...
Little gay person.
We'll call... He's actually very cool, so we'll call him Little Gay Person. Because that's what's
nice. Did you chase him around the house saying, "Get on your knees"?
No, that was another little gay person.
Sorry. Okay.
But in any case, that's going to be part of Sean's new feature for the what the hell show is, Gross Army Stories. But in any case, what is... So we go there, and it's all very mellow, and then the evil person who is masquerading as a nice person.
She seemed nice.
She seemed nice. Named Liza. Liza the super whore. So Liza super whore is sitting there, and I didn't actually... Didn't, what's that?
I said no real names, though.
Oh, no. If I could, like, mail bomb Liza, like, a severed head of a goat, she'd get one. In any case, so...
She liked that.
Liza says, oh, I'm going downtown now. We're going to go to the punk show. Who's coming in my car?
And it's I
said,
my friend's show.
It's my friend's show.
I've never heard them before.
I've never heard them before, but I really want to go because apparently they're
warning,
punk.
Warning.
Danger, danger.
I've never heard them before.
Yeah. Destroy.
This is foreshadowing.
I would have paid anything to have a giant Robbie the fucking robot from that movie come in there and just go electrostatically fucked. That would have been just pristine. Destroy! That'd be the only good thing about that movie is if you could conjure Robbie from time to time. But anyhow, so whatever. I haul my ass into the car. We all bomb downtown. The trip down was great. It was no problem. We're all like, I'm in the car with James and two chicks.
Who's James?
Oh. No.
James was the other
one. No, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
It was me, Sumerian.
That's right. He took the other car. Sumerian, we're all in the car. We're having a great time.
Two cars.
Yeah.
Two cars in the same car.
No, that's important to the story that there was two cars.
There's important that there was two cars.
There's eight people.
We get downtown. We go to a place called the Piccadilly Pub. Downtown.
Interesting.
Okay, it's right down in Pender. If anybody knows where the fuck Piccadilly Pub is in Vancouver, it's like not in the shitty part of Vancouver,
on
but
the
it's on the border of Shittsville.
So some shitty people come in.
So some really shitty people come in, like that weird guy with his sundae, his Dairy Queen sundae, that just walked in and goes, I said, if you don't get away from me, I'll kill you. So whatever. So I'm in there, and I'm like, la, 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 la. So the first band gets on, and they're like...
They're sucking hard.
They're like... Like, they are sucking, coming back for seconds with coupons and seniors discounts. Oh, it was bad.
And were they too a punk music band?
No, they actually sucked major ass for drug money. They were like, I want to be Green Day. But
no,
I'm
but what I'm saying, they were trying to be a punk band.
No, they weren't.
They were trying to be a mainstream fucking Z95 band. That's what they were trying to be. As sad as that is.
40.
And it's the drummer's birthday, and he's been rocking for 5 years.
And we can tell.
And we can tell. And I'm like, So, whatever. First band gets on. They're gone. We didn't care, because they were the opening band. So we thought. The next band gets on, and this is... Meanwhile, while the first band's on, is like, we're at the table. Everyone's there now, right? And Super Whore is at the end, and she's all lusting over the table there. And
towards you, or just lusting in general?
No, she wouldn't lust towards me. Her dark one put her hand on a stick. So I'm like,
and she wasn't there.
No, she was lusting towards the band.
Yeah, okay.
And if she'd have lusted, I would have smacked her out myself. Anyway, so we're like, okay, blah blah blah. So she's all looking for this guy. The drummer comes in, he starts hitting on her. I'm like, whatever. You're like 31, and you're dressed like a 17-year-old skate kid. What the fuck ever? Nice backpack. So.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Oh, he was weak. And
he took the small bus.
Oh, very small. Like, he took a skateboard. Anyway, so, whatever. He gets up on stage, blah, blah, blah. Their gig gets on. They suck worse than the first band, which was really rocket-assisted. And I, because I'm broke bitch, didn't have any money. So normally at that stage of the game...
Normally you'd pay them to suck.
No, normally I'd be getting so fucking drunk that it's like, oh, well, music sucks. Can't fight. I'm married. Can't pick up chicks. I'll get fucked up, right? That's the way that works. I'm going to get completely faced, right? So, unfortunately, I was broke, so I couldn't get faced. So I'm like, oh, must endure. And Sumerian was in the same boat with me because he also thought the band mightily sucked.
The only way I survived was picking apart the bands. Wow. Which is the worst, the drummer, the singer?
Oh, or the sound man who's incessantly giving back bass feedback. Actually,
besides the bass feedback, it was really good
stuff. Yeah, the sound man was like, he didn't have much to work with, but boy, did he ever throw the garnish on there.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that guy could probably make some real good macaroni and cheese, I'm telling you. So I'm like, all right. So then they get the fuck off. I'm like, yay, your band's gone. Wonderwall, hit on your guy and we'll fuck off. Okay, meanwhile... The last band is on, who's like this. And shoot, they were actually pretty good.
They're really good. Not my type of music.
Not my kind of music. Really they were good. Kind of like a Pearl Jam with a female singer is exactly what they were.
Yeah. She pretty held much. Notes very long.
Yeah, and she was a really powerful singer. And at least everyone could play their fucking instruments, which was nice. So, whatever. And then, meanwhile, Super Whore has, like, loaded up on her drinks. So she's, oh, we can't leave. Look at all the drinks I have. And I'm like, try to imagine how little I care about your drinks. But at this stage of the game, I'm still being nice. I'm still like, oh, okay, well, I don't really know you fucking people, and I'm a guest here, so I'm just going to be very cool. Right? I'm very cool.
Diplomacy.
So, yeah, it's like, whatever. Yeah, whatever. You know, it's a Friday night. Who gives a shit, right? Okay, whatever. Well, the bar closes, and it's time to go now. We're all going to leave now. So I go outside. Oh, meanwhile, in the mix, the super whore is hitting on a guy from Sweden, aside from she wants to fuck the lead singer who's married and his bisexual wife. And she said that she'd go through the wife to get to the husband. Ooh, and she's not bisexual. So I'm like, oh, that's your classy. So I'm like, hey, this is looking like a bad porno intro. I think I'll leave now. Hey, it's Taylor Wayne and all her friends. So I'm like, okay, well, let's just go. And I go outside and I'm like, oh, my God, I want to go. And everyone else comes outside except for two other girls. Wonder whore, and the rest of the crowd. Now, because there's two cars, only four people can fit in the one car.
Yep.
Because a couple of people there are a little bit larger than normal, so it's not like we can do, you know, the college tram, right? So I'm like, okay, fine. So somebody's got to stay behind.
Yep.
Okay, the males who were there were Sumerian, myself, another guy who is engaged to one of the other girls, so he was going to go home with his fiance, and the little fag guy. Well, basically, Sumerian paid for me, and I'm not going to let him stick around. I've got all my gear that I carry on my belt in Wonder Horse car, because I didn't walk into the bar carrying 10 tons of shit. There's a lesson to be learned here.
Carry your shit where you
are.
I had my knife, but I left, like, the flashlight and all the other crap
in
the car. Robert De Niro said it best in the movie Heat when he said, don't engage anything in life that you can't walk away from in 30 seconds.
Or less, yeah. It was just bad. So I'm like, okay, well, fuck it. I'm going to stay then because, well, I'm the only one with any real size, and if there's any kind of problem, I want to make sure I can handle it, so we'll just do that. You sure? Yeah, I'm sure. You sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Fuck off. Get out of here. So, fair ball. We're waiting. I go back, and the two girls are there. No sign of Wonder Whore. I'm like, okay. The two girls are like, we want to go. We want to go. And I'm like, I want to go too. Okay, we all sat around and go, we want to go. All of a sudden she comes back and goes, oh, we're going to go down to the green room and hang with the band. And I'm like, well, whatever. So, and the other two girls are like, fuck you, we want to go. So, but whatever, we all go down into the green room. Now, the green room in the Piccadilly Pub is something to experience. It is like, and here we have where we hid the juice for up to 15 years. This place was just brutal, man. You, like, open a trap door, and it's an 80-degree stairway. It's stairway slash ladder. And I'm like, so we go down into this pit, and it's like the scene from Seven. There's, like, water pipes going everywhere and cracked concrete and fucking bad couches and shit. And, like, I'm, you know, not a badass. I don't claim to be a badass. But the band members who were down there were all drunk, and I'm like, wow, I could kick the fuck out of everyone in this room, like, right now. Like, I could just go room clearing, and that would be it. So I'm like, well, whatever, I'm not being stressing about this. So I go and plant myself in a corner, and I watch the girls. Because if somebody, you know, gets an hand, starts grabbing the girls, I'm going to cut somebody's face off. So, fair ball, everything's going good, blah, 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 blah. The other two girls are like, we really want to fucking go. And Liza, the super whore, is like, no, there's a party. Oh, that's nice. We're not going to the party. We're going home because it's fucking late. My Dark One wife is at home, and I have to get there. Otherwise, she will do unspeakable things to me, which I can't talk about. So, you know, let's... And I want to be there for that. So, do you want to, like, can we go or what? And she's like, well, no, I'm going to this party. And I'm like, well, no, because we're going. We're downtown. It's 2:30 in the fucking morning. We have to go. Well, I'm not going. I'm going to the party. You're what?
Short on a sickle.
You're what? I'm not going. I don't mean to be a bitch, but I'm going to this party. I never get to have any fun.
Succeeded.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Are you fucking serious here? Are you meaning to tell me that you are just going to say fuck us and go to this party? And we have no way home. Is that what you're telling me here? Yeah. Right. I then go into taking care of business mode. And I just say, okay, this bitch is obviously insane. So I go upstairs. And at 2:30 in the morning, I phone Dark One Wife. And say, hello, Dark One Wife. I'm trapped downtown. Would you say, jump in the Darkmobile and come down here and get my sorry ass? And she says, sure. So Dark One jumps in the car at 2:30 in the fucking morning, fires down to pick up me and two girls she doesn't know, okay, and drives us back. Meanwhile, back on the fucking ranch, okay, also footnote, star asterisk, okay, the clutch is going in my car. Okay, that little trip downtown did in the car. So, car is now currently in shop. Pickup car tomorrow.
Did you get your bag, though? Did you get the AWOL bag?
Yeah,
you never told me about
it. Of course.
How did you get the equipment back?
I followed the bitch back to her car with lesbian super wife. Uh-huh. Okay. Got her to open the car, and she's like, oh, it's under the seat. She's trying to be all friendly. I'm like, yeah. I strap all the shit on my belt, and she's like, well, sorry about this, you guys. And I'm like, yeah, okay, then. Yeah. And then Dark One has to come down to pick me up, and we wind up getting home at fucking 3:30 in the morning. Where at? Sumerian is waiting at this chick's house going, where the fuck? Like, he's not really, he's kind of bored because he knows if anything goes wrong, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, God, why are they taking so long?
Basically.
You know, it's like, fuck, it's 3:30 in the morning, this is bullshit. So this bitch left us downtown to die. Basically, fuck you, that's it. Now, it's not drastic. It's not like I was in a knife fight, and she was supposed to be driving a getaway car, and I, like, erupt out of the building with, like, fire on something, and she's gone. Okay, it wasn't, like, one of those scenes. Okay. But, like, Langley to Vancouver is about a 7-hour walk. So, I could walk to Seattle faster from where I am right now. Okay, then I could walk home from where I was in Van. It's like walking home from fucking your house, where you used to live, Bob. It's gross. So, I'm
no
like...
No buses, no SkyTrain,
no fuck all.
Because...
And I'm, besides that, remember,
sound like noon or
I'm
like
a broke bitch. Yeah. Right, so, I'm like, steal a car. Fall in life.
Jack somebody.
Well, I know where you could have got a car.
Yeah, I know where
and
I could
have.
Yeah, so do I. That would have been... If Dark One had been with me, I would have punched the bitch, took her keys, and drove her car home. That would have been it. I swear to God.
I wouldn't have bothered calling. I just would have done that.
Well, because...
I'm
like,
going to this party. Hey, is that a crow?
Hey, sorry about the face.
Hey, that's a nice car.
Now, it gets better. This chick, okay, like, changes fucking guys as often as she blinks. Okay, it's brutal. And she's got a child. Imagine that. She's got a kid. So, like, excuse me while this child rapidly, like, it does take a rocket scientist to know that this child's going to be a convict. Blatantly ripping off Chris Rock here. If you're to teach your kid and say more words to him than mommy be back, then maybe your kid will grow up okay. You know, I'm sorry, but the fucking grandparents is who's raising the kid. And it's like, oh, and in my day, I used to put gooseberries and vinegar in my mouth and chew them at the same time to make them foam and make my eyes water. And I'm like, wow, I think I want to fucking die. So that's a true story. Like, I could be a chicken farmer on the prairies or hang out with Liza. Seriously, it was like, oh my God, I want this bitch to die. And I was so nuts. I was like crazy nuts. I was so fucking mad about this shit. So you can imagine me at 2:30 in the morning being fit to be tied. One of the girls I was with said, I spent the last decade of my life with junkies and they didn't treat me this bad. Which I thought was the slam of the fucking day. I'm like, God damn, you suck. Bitch, you suck so much. Holy cow. Like, she has, like, a hardcore suction rating, man. Like, just insane.
She's got a wicked...
Man, she's filter queen. Like, just... Wow. Why don't you take the dead skin out of your couch?
Hey, it's cyclonic action.
It's cyclonic action. Vortex.
Look at that dirt.
It's a HEPA filter.
It is. With a HEPA filter, it's Liza 9000. Oh, so bad. I'm just like, Uber. And with the hose attachment, you know, I'm like, she can clean your drapes.
She does stairs, too.
She can lube your oven. Oh, it's just bad. I was just like, wow. So that was my total.
So now the car is fucked.
Oh, the car is way fucked. Sean, please suck on $700 bill. Oh, and I'm a broke-ass bitch. Remember the beginning of the story?
Sean takes a hit and keeps standing.
And I'm like, well, I'll just walk this off now. Don't mind me. I got this big fucking shoe up my ass.
$700.
Yeah, it was just bad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
they
let you contribute more than once a day.
I'm so used to getting fucked in the ass by my wife. It's like I don't even have to push when I take a dump anymore. It's just like, fall down the pants. Blush. There we go. I lost my kidney.
So, and you got used to having women strand you in Vancouver now?
There's more stories.
When did that?
Just out of the army.
I had a chick I was dating. She said, "No, you don't live here."
I just dropped all my stuff off.
Really? I just dropped all my stuff. No, you don't live here.
3 weeks ago, you told me I was living with you.
3 weeks ago, you were like ready to marry my ass, and now you're like,
"No, my friend doesn't like you."
Oh. Okay. Well, this is.
Let me know who this friend is so I can kill them. Well, her name. Maybe you'll like me again.
Her name was Janae, actually. I shouldn't really blame her because she thought her parents were going to transmute and get on the next comet. So, which I think would have been really fucking funny. That's it. I'll tell that story real quick. Here's
yellow shooter.
I'm like, Kool-Aid anyone? Okay, the story is,
I hear Nike's.
I'm dating this chick from Vancouver. Now, anyone who's ever been to Vancouver knows there's a lot of these British California hippie dope smoking types, right? New Age, oh, the earth.
Flakes.
Yeah, the earth is our mother, you know, that kind of crowd. So they're all got their quartz crystals and their humming and chanting, playing their Wicca gods and all that kind of stuff, which is all fair and good. Like, if you want to worship Wicca, that's all fine. You know, you go do your thing and I'll just be fucking normal.
Good phrase for you, go hard, retard.
Yeah, totally. So I'm like, fair. So I've got to meet the family. I'm dating this chick. I've got to meet the family. So,
always a bad scene.
Always a bad scene, considering the family owns a metaphysical bookstore and I'm out of the army. Wow, is this a weird parody? So we all go to dinner down at a place called the Macaroni Grill, which used to be known as High's Mansion. A really kind of ritzy place that turned into, like, fucking Red Robins. So I'm down there, I'm eating some steak. La, la, la. You know, they're eating their couscous tofu surprise. And I'm fucking, you know, mowing down. Can I have some more barbecue sauce with this? So there I go, going hard, retard. And the parents say, oh, we're going to wait until about 2010 before we leave. And Janaea goes, oh, that's really good. And I said, oh, where are you going? Silence. And I thought to myself, as I'm cutting my steak, did I just say I wanted to fuck your daughter in the ass and not realize it? Or did I ask you where you were going? So I said again, in case I screwed up, and I laughed first. I mean, where are you going? They're leaving.
And,
I said,
go drink.
Where are you going?
Couldn't go drink the Kool-Aid.
You know, and they said, well, we're going to transmute. And I thought, maybe this is some shit. This is like a lingo. This is like New Age lingo for, like, transporting your whole life. It's not, like, moving, because they don't talk, they dialogue. You know, they don't, you know, fuck, they have relations. They, you know, they don't move, they transmute, right? This is what I'm thinking, right? Logic.
Public,
like,
transmute.
Public transmutation, right? So I'm like, okay, it sounds cool, right? You know? So I said, oh.
And you get a
I go, this isn't like some kind of, you know, Hail Bop deal, is it? And the husband goes, what's Hail Bop, honey? And the wife goes, oh, those are those people who left for the comet. Not those psycho fuckers who killed themselves. Those the people who left for the comet.
Sean realizing he didn't order a foot soup for appetizer.
And no, Sean at this place hears the klaxon going off and going, danger, 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 danger. I then opt for the steak knife to eat my peas with. No, I always eat with a combat grip. Thanks for coming out.
I like how Sean used to do it.
How about I pour my own fucking water, okay? I'll just pour my own water. No, no, that's really okay. I don't actually want you to touch anything I will consume.
Can I have a clean glass, please?
So, yeah, these people actually believe that in 2012, when the Mayans are all coming back, they're going to just transmute. And when I asked Janae, I said, oh, well, what happens in 2012 when it's transmute time? We're all sitting down with our watches.
Tick.
And fuck all happens.
What goes down then?
What goes down then? She says, don't. Don't what? Well, don't do that. I don't make fun of your beliefs. Making fun, motherfucker. I'm asking questions. If I was making fun of you, I'd say, you're crazy, bitch. But no, that's not the case. So anyway, okay, that's my contribution.
Just a side note here. 2012 confrontation of the millennia. Elohim versus the return of the Mayans. Who's going to take it?
I say Rant Radio.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. All right, so that's my contribution. I got to go get my paycheck from my fat boss.
We're going to play some songs. Or a song.
Every night, every day, it's Rant Radio. They're unstoppable. They're out of control. They're smashing babies on the horse girls. They're the worst kind of degradation known to man. For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring your children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives. Monster Mecca. Giant squid, thing that go bump in the night. It's all in one place for one time only.
Everything must be denied.
Grave burial afterwards.
Look at these people.
Yeah, whatever.
I can get my butt. We're only playing a game, man. I think it's a
fucking eye.
Oh,
it's
a spare.
He's just trying to be like, oh, my friend, I'm just trying to rip his bag off.
Come on.
Sean just running in the that bunker house. And then I need to nail him like 8 times. I'm like this. I just went, yeah!
Fucking into the wall. I'm like, yeah!
And then the fucking well, the bell goes off. He's like, and then it's over. Sean's just like, I fucking walk. I walk Sean and he's spinning. And I'm like, Sean's all the way down. He's like,
See you guys later.
Yeah, well, I'm going, yo, keep him alive, you slob. I'm just going, yo, just kill him.
See you guys.
Oh, my God.
Paintball stories for everyone who listened. If you don't want to listen, fuck off.
No paintball stories. We just tell them during the breaks. That's when we actually talk.
That's when we actually talk.
They're really funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to thank Isaac509 at Sonic.net for providing the mirror For Rant Radio.
Because he kicks ass.
Because he kicks ass. So go to their webpage, www.sonic.net, and give them money.
Sonic.net.
There's a free plug for the week for them. I think we'll phone the movie man right now.
Can't. He's missing.
Uh-oh.
But I don't know where he's been for the past 4 days.
4 days, well. Phoning him won't do any good then.
He hasn't been there. He hasn't come home. Work hasn't phoned.
Did he take the vacuum cleaner hose?
I don't know. I haven't looked. I think it's still in the closet.
What's the deal with the vacuum cleaner hose?
There's also a side story involving Music Man. He has exceptionally poor taste in music.
Yes.
I'll let the chicken and duck take
it. Yeah, what kind of music does he listen to?
I wanted to borrow some CDs to make a couple of tapes up for some stuff for my game.
Yeah.
So the extra comes on over.
I basically was looking through the Movie Man's stack of CDs. And not only is there, like, multiple... I can't even remember his
multiple
name.
Counts of wrong.
Yeah, just
okay, there is, I think...
All those CDs you didn't buy?
He has Barry White's greatest hits.
Four. Count them, four Michael Bolton albums.
I couldn't even remember the name. It was like just... It was.
Hey, anybody out there? Anybody out there remember Slaughter? He's got one of them, too.
Oh, just all the worst of humanity's dregs.
Bare Naked Ladies. Oh. He's got the fucking soundtrack from Ally McBeal.
Oh, it's
he's got,
just,
like, the 1996 Grammys soundtrack. He's got, like, the Titanic soundtrack.
I surprised movies.
He just goes into the store and randomly picks CDs in the bad section.
Yeah, this looks good.
Discount.
$8.99.
He's got one good CD, because our friends bought it for him.
And he doesn't listen to it, I bet.
No!
I have what...
Still has a plastic wrap on it.
I have what most of my friends consider to be lousy taste in music. Because
and you hate his stuff.
And I can't take his stuff, okay? It's just like you said, it's just... No, don't mention the 80s, please.
No, it's Jans.
No, it's beyond Jans. He just doesn't stop.
Captain Pike says, possible scenario one, Lisa the Wonder Whore has the movie man in her evil, evil clutches.
Danger.
That was the person Sean was talking about.
It could be true.
Could be.
Not even funny.
She has to work her way through everyone.
In that case, he's never coming back.
Okay, no, I guess we're not getting the movie review of the week. We might do one in here. We're going to go on to the news. So everyone look at the screen.
I have a review for you.
Yeah?
Don't go see Eyes Wide Shut.
Don't
go see Eyes Wide Shut.
I've never heard anything good about
hours.
That.
And if you do, close your eyes.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the movie, if you go to Colossus, at the end of the movie, complain that there was a gummy bear on the screen and you'd like your movie back, your money back. There was a gummy bear on the screen and it was distracting me all the movie and I couldn't even pay attention.
You're yelling at the
microphone. I
believe
Inky and the Shy One said they walked out in the middle of
We actually went to watching the drive-thru.
The drive-thru.
It almost was, wasn't it?
It was a drive-thru movie.
It was a drive-thru movie. We stayed for Wild Wild West, to give you an idea. And then we left about 25 minutes in. Can you hear me at all?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we stayed.
It's like a big echo.
All of Wild Wild West, and then we failed because Eyes Wide Shut was, first off, really slow. Really.
Oh, big time.
Slow.
Did they, like, slow down the frames per second so they could extend the movie? It's actually an hour and a half, and they made it 2:45.
The 20 or 30 minutes that we watched, you probably could have condensed into, like, 3 minutes and not lost anything. Second off, the characters, I hated them. First off, as soon as Nicole Kidman's character started talking, I'm like, she doesn't... There's no redeeming features to this person. And then she got nasty. First off, she has no redeeming features. Second off, she's unpleasant. And then there's Tom Cruise, and he's a cheating little bitch. So, I just...
People to identify with in the movie, really.
Yeah, exactly.
You felt compelled to root for someone.
And from what I understand, they are the noblest characters in the movie, if I understand correctly.
Oh, yeah, everybody else, you think they're scum? Oh, my God, there's the... Yeah, I'm not going to spoil the movie because there's so little in it.
You can't spoil Titanic. You just can't spoil it. You already hate the movie.
You can't
anyway.
Spoil Titanic.
The really shame of it is this is like Kubrick's last film. And
not one to go out on, eh?
No, like if anyone had... I just got a chance...
Just don't see it.
I had a chance to see Paths of Glory again this weekend. If you've never seen it, rent this film. Kirk Douglas, supposedly during World War I, the film kicks ass. I think it's probably his best.
Well, A Clockwork Orange, you can't sell that film.
No,
2001, too.
2001, Clockwork Orange.
There's a box set of DVDs.
Doctor Strangelove.
Of all those.
What are some of the other films he's done?
It's pretty cheap, too. $10 each.
Really?
Yeah. Box set of six.
Too much time.
Yeah.
They're coming out. There's the door prize and empty bottle.
Eyes Wide Shut is if you really like Nicole Kidman, because that's really the only nudity you see in the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's her ass over and over and over again.
What? She's on the toilet. One of the first shots, she's taking a pee and she's like, pulls her dress up, sits down.
She's a skinny fucking rail.
Yeah, has she like gotten like skinnier? Or is it just fucking me? Because like I just like saw her in the previews and she looked like she's stopped eating like back when she did Far and Away.
She knelt down on the floor in one part of the movie and it was like watching an origami creature get folded up.
Fragmentus.
I thought I would hear bones popping because she just turned into like this little compact. You know when spiders are dead and they fold up on themselves? Kind of like that.
There's a word for that. It's called ew.
Yeah.
Eat
nasty
some food.
I think that's a pretty good introduction to like gross hospital stories or something.
Think so?
Thank you.
We could try.
Okay. Are you ready? Do you want to do that?
I can do it.
Okay, I'll load up. Wait. I'll get the.
You have to keep talking until it keeps up.
Talking. And here it is. And now, once again, it's time. We do it for us. Oh,
yeah,
there we go.
We do it for us.
It's
we don't care.
Somebody needs to be. Hey, cameraman.
Hey, cameraman.
Bird.
Pay attention. There's a test at the end.
You're going to get fired.
Because there's a fly crawling in the ceiling. It's on the sprinkler now.
It's going to set off the sprinkler.
It's actually on me? Okay. It's
time for gross hospital story.
I didn't have a gross hospital story. I completely forgotten about it all week. Until just before I left here, a friend of mine said, well, what are you going to tell? And I'm like going, Coma Boy, yes.
It's not like you have a lack of them, right?
No, I don't. It's just I completely forgotten to think something up.
Right.
Just remember one of the old things. And so I was deciding that the easiest thing to tell is describe catheters.
Mm.
Now, for those of you who don't know what catheters are,
thanks, Dick.
When you're in the hospital and
stop.
Do you want me to tell the story or not?
No.
Yes.
I'll tell it anyway.
Just because he doesn't want you to tell it.
When you're in the hospital,
you tell another gross story. I can see a baby's shorts.
Male or female, and you can't go to the bathroom, or they don't trust your bladder control. They will place a catheter.
Even sounds tasty.
Plastic tube into
urethra.
Urethra, yes, thank you.
Urethra.
And
if you want, you can look that up, ladies and gentlemen. It's in the dictionary.
Now, this should be.
There's an even bigger definition in a medical dictionary.
You really shouldn't have told people.
Now, this sounds painful by itself, but there's another little part of the story I have to tell.
Well, yes, of course, obligatory warning. Don't try this at home.
Oh, yeah.
Catheters?
No. Catheters.
No! You can use a Coke bottle.
Oh. Normally, having it placed in and out, I've seen tough guys basically, like, you know, groan and moan and act like little kids when they're having it put in. Like one time, when we placed it into an unconscious guy who had overdosed, the cop who was in the room with us fainted. I'm not making that up.
Wow.
He was chewing on concrete.
So we had this guy come in. He had been in the local holding over at our the RCMP, and he had faked going into a coma, passing out, losing consciousness. And they decided to bring him in. And we figured, okay, seeing how he mumbled something once in the police car about being a diabetic. So they figured, okay, we better check his urine. So because the glucose test from the blood was coming back normal, fine. So they figured, okay, so we'll put a catheter in him. So he's strapped down. There's four cops and two security guards holding this guy down.
and we slipped a catheter in.
Slipped.
Yes. They lube it up and slide it home.
Oh.
Now, as I said, normally guys freak out, peek, spaz. This guy didn't move. All you could see was the muscles from the tip of his toes to the top of his head tense.
He shivered like when you touch a cat, like a, you know, you touch a cat's single hair.
Did not move.
Find the flea.
They put it in, and we got a blockage because he's basically tensing up so much we can't do it. They couldn't get it all the way in.
So we got a rubber mallet.
So they pull it out. Now that hurts in itself. I think I should have explained gauges. Now they use different gauges. The smallest being a 36.
Depends on your
level. The largest being a 4. Now, a 4 is not something they use
for
somebody
cows.
For that. They use it for, like, you know, veins,
moose.
Arteries that are
holy
bleeding out.
So that's like your fucking backyard irrigation system for going to go sprinklers.
Yeah, it is. It's a hose. It's a garden hose.
It's a quarter inch.
Yeah. That's what a 4 is.
So they're looking down at this sheet of gauges gone.
So they decide.
4.
Now, the average male. Finds
I don't want to know how they
amount of discomfort at a 20 gauge. They decided to use a 12 on this guy.
No matter what, a 12 gauge will fuck you up.
They slide it back in, blockage again, push. we get our urine. They check it out. They test it. Wait, it's clean. We don't have to worry. He's not a diabetic.
Is that all you did it for?
What?
Is that what the only reason you did that for?
Yes.
To get to test?
Well, that and also the doctor was checking.
Because he was unconscious.
He was checking his responses. And he was acting like he was unconscious, but he showed none of the signs.
Show something up his ass.
No,
unconscious.
There's a kicker to the story. So we pulled the catheter back out quickly. Because they don't pull it out slowly. They just... Whip. So we hear a little peep at that point.
You awake?
The stomach making a break from its intestine, and we, you know, it lets his cab out of there.
So Marie, I think I've mentioned her name before. She was my favorite nurse. She just kicked ass. She took no shit from nobody. She had a zero bullshit factor. She basically goes over to our ice chest. Now, we use shaved ice for packs and things like that, and she takes a 1 liter specimen plastic cup, fills it with shaved ice, walks back over, and she goes, I'll wake him up, and she dumps it on his crotch. Bam! Guy shoots straight up, 4 cops, 2 security guards jump down on top of this guy, trying to basically haul him in, and he's still chained to the bed. Man. Took us 3 minutes to get this guy under control.
Oh, for the love of God.
So that's my catheter story.
Fucking Neil, this is completely off topic, kind of. It has to do with ice. Okay, bad things to do to, like, the best man does to the groom. 4 guys grab Neil, flip him upside down, and fill his pants with ice. While he's hanging upside down. Phil, at his wedding. He's in his tux. At his wedding,
wow.
They fill his pants.
Before
Neil's,
or after.
Neil's a very macho guy.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And wow, he was screaming like a bitch.
He's not a small guy.
I wouldn't pick a fight with Neil.
Neil punches
fucking like 2x12s and he breaks them in half. Like, that's okay, yeah, great. You can punch through the grain and stuff and it'll break. But he got pissed off. He was going to quit Home Depot and he took out a cinder block and broke it. Oh. And brought it back and paid for it. He got real pissed off at a GM or something.
Yeah. Wow.
I still think I quiver when we...
Big staying power, Neil. Yeah. Big staying power.
We're going to go to a short little commercial, and then we're going to come back with the news of the week.
While I'm downloading porn off the internet, I like to listen to Rant Radio.
Yeah, that was uncalled for.
We didn't need to hear that.
We didn't need to hear that.
Oops. Okay. Pick a story. Well, you guys can't see it, so I'm just going to put it on the screen here.
Oh, my God, my eyes!
The ones we've got is...
only on DVD.
Hey, let's talk about the new Kennedy.
Didn't I talk about that?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
We talked about the Matrix on DVD.
Yeah,
what?
Only The Matrix is only going to be released for sale on DVD.
We talked about that.
Because it's too violent for children.
Aww.
And they think this will cut down on sale, on getting into the hands of children, because they don't have DVD players and it's more expensive.
Films.
I know. I don't understand this violence thing with The Matrix. It's,
yeah, it's
unrealistic DVD violence, show. Maybe.
But I think it's the whole liquefying the baby and feeding it back to the other baby is...
What?
I don't know. Kids wouldn't understand that.
Yeah.
Probably not, but I'm sorry, I've had a 3-year-old who taught me how to use the VCR.
I'm kind of glad
I have no idea how to use this thing. And she's like, oh, here you go.
I'm glad they're only releasing on DVD because it's a super popular movie, and if that's all they release it on, a whole whack of people are going to go out and buy DVD players just because Matrix. Yeah, especially all the geeks.
I'll just be renting a DVD player, put it on tape, and everyone will have it free.
No, you can rent it on tape. You just can't buy it on tape.
Well, wouldn't needless to say,
we could buy it for $100 on tape. That's
Just go to Rogers.
Buying it on, I'm sure we won't be buying the DVD player for it. We'll just all pirate VHS tapes.
True.
And then they've just lost a whole lot of money.
Or just buy a video CD on the internet.
Okay. There's two there that are kind of interesting.
Okay.
Drug peddling monkeys.
Drug peddling monkeys.
What's this? Another reason to hate Rogers, Microsoft invests in Rogers.
That's okay.
Oh, you fucking whore.
We'll do the drug peddling monkeys first.
Drug peddling monkeys.
So we're gonna put this on the IRC. You can go to the undernet servers and the Rant Radio channel. And there it is, cut and paste for all you people. And well, I should do it too, so we can actually figure out what these drug peddling monkeys are doing. Chunk.
What was that, Shiloh?
Police rescue drug peddling monkeys in Bangladesh.
Police rescue drug peddling monkeys in Bangladesh. Police say they have rescued two spider monkeys who have been trained to sell contraband drugs by recognizing the colors of different currency. Spider monkeys, for all those people who don't know, they're about 2 inches tall.
No,
those are not.
Half a foot.
Chalk up another job a trained monkey could do.
Yeah. The monkeys were found in chains when police raided a house in Dhaka, residential district, July 4th.
Otherwise, they'd fuck off with the drugs and sell them for themselves.
Hey, yeah.
Fuck you guys, I'm selling.
Now they just need to know where to get the drugs, and these monkeys are made. Seizing 40 bottles of fencidol, a narcotic syrup, and arresting 3 men, Officer Aman.
Fencidol.
When addicts entered the house, the monkeys met them, he said. If a visitor handed the cash to the female, Mooney, then Hamid, the male, would get the drugs from the roof, from under the bed, or from another hiding place. Mooney handled only 50 or 100 taka paper notes and was trained to tell the difference by their color. A 100 taka note is black and white, and a 50 taka note is red. The monkeys were also trained to understand some hand signals. We have seen many uses for monkeys for entertainment, but never found anyone using them as drug peddlers.
That cannot be real. I'm sorry, I don't care. I completely do not believe
I can
that.
Understand a monkey could be trained to do that.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not doubting that they basically would do it. I'm just trying to imagine...
Somebody doing this to monkeys?
No. Basically, you've got your stash. You're going to risk that the monkey doesn't fuck it up?
I guess they trust the monkey more than you can trust the person.
Yeah, I guess they thought that.
Sad, isn't it?
I want to know what the monkey's appearance and corpse is going to be like. I guess they're trying to
dress up really good in a little suit.
They're probably trying to get around the legality of handling the drugs or something. Oh, the monkey did it. I never touched the drugs.
Bad monkey. So, what do you say to a monkey who's already got a bad habit? Does he get the other monkey off his back? Or what?
What I want to see is the monkey being tried by a jury of his peers.
I just have a question. How the fuck did they find out the monkey's name? What is this, in the lineup type thing?
No kidding.
Could you identify the monkey, please?
If you want to see the trial by jury, bring
him to the case. They checked his
ID. That's great.
Yeah, and people wonder why the third world has no respect.
Next one is our friend... Our two friends, Microsoft and Rogers, have teamed up to...
Die, fucking both of you die!
To form the ultimate alliance in power. Microsoft invests in Rogers.
Otherwise known as Bill and Ted's Evil Adventures.
Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
That's awesome. Ted Rogers owns Rogers, for all you people in the States who don't know that.
I'm sorry, the stuff writes itself.
No kidding. software giant Microsoft Corp is investing $600 million in Rogers Communications as part of an alliance that will attempt to change the way Canadians watch television.
That's just ominous right there. Isn't that frightening?
That is frightening.
One corporation is trying to dictate, like, culture to an entire country.
This is happening in all forms of media everywhere, not just in the United States and Canada, but it's happening especially up here
Unicorn.
At a fucking frightening level.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't even try to hide it either. You ask them, so why are you doing this? Oh, we want to control what you see in here. Oh,
that's right. We want to change. It says we want to change the way Canadians watch television.
Hey, do yourselves a favor. Read Adbusters Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. That will tell you a lot of stuff.
I'm a subscriber. You should be, too.
Writing in grade 8. I took grade 8. I got a guy for Adbusters came in. Fuck, I think he was a loon. I didn't even watch TV from, like, when I was 7 because my brother didn't do his homework, and my mom took the TV away.
That's a good thing.
No more cartoons. Sorry. Find something else to do. Wow. Do I ever want a stereo now? No. That'd be loud. You can't have a stereo.
So that's why the G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe's. Say no more.
Under the deal announced Monday, the companies will provide interactive television services in Canada that will combine broadcast services, interactive video and audio programming, and the internet, which is the bad part.
Fuckers.
Wow. Because we subscribe through Rogers, the majority of us.
That's okay, we'll get Shaw.
We'll get Shaw. Somebody said the other day that the Rogers monopoly
they've had to open their fucking channel or whatever.
Thank fucking God, when did this happen?
I don't know.
That just means it's going to get shittier, because now fucking a bunch of retards who don't know how to use it are going to fuck it up more.
Amazing. Everybody was on Shaw talks about throughput that's like 5 to 10 times higher than what we get.
Yeah. But hopefully it's Shaw that moves in, not just every Tom, Dick, and Harry, right?
I would rather have a bunch of service that sucks occasionally than having a bunch of giant fucking monopolies.
Yep.
Let's see. What's that, Rogers?
Rogers is Canada's largest cable operator with more than 2.2 million subscribers.
Is that 2.2?
2.2 million. By using Microsoft's television platform, Rogers will be able to deliver new services that fully utilize the broadband infrastructure.
Blah, blah, blah. Put it on the TV and give them a little mouse so they can surf on the TV.
So in other words, along with all those little faded logos in the bottom right-hand corner, we'll now get... on the top-hand corner, MSN.com or Microsoft.com, all faded in the corner, and your TV will crash every 4 hours. You have to press reset. And program your channels all again.
I am definitely going to just buy a fucking dish. I have fucking had it.
I think there's enough dish companies that are offering like a month free. I figured I could probably get 3 dish TVs for like a year.
The only problem with those dishes is you don't get local channels. That is the only drawback. They're about the same cost as your cable, and you get lots of channels, about the same amount of channels.
Except you have to watch Detroit television.
There's no advantage.
I hardly ever watch any local channels. The closest I come to is basically I watch the Canadian. News channel. What's it called?
News World?
Yeah.
That's the closest I come to watching a local channel anymore.
Yeah, the only time I watched the local channel was when they had the flood in White Rock.
The only time I watch TV is when I'm installing a game, and it takes a little bit longer because Drexel has a 233 and it's weak, so it takes like 5 minutes, so I'll go watch TV, and I'll flick through like the 10 channels that are even somewhat worth watching, and go, oh, look, food channel. Food I don't ever want to eat. Golf channel. I don't play golf. I hate golf. Oh, look, hockey. There's a cool sport.
I screw you.
Hockey's for losers.
Shut up, I hit you in the head with a puck.
You suck.
You fucking don't love hockey. You're a big rod on in the sports world. It's football. Don't even play that Canadian bullshit, you American
defender. No, I'm serious. I've gotten bored with fucking football. I really have. I basically actually do like hockey more than I do football anymore.
People bleed far more often in hockey. However, football tears and ligament injuries tend to be far worse.
It's really cool when you get to see the legs pulled.
It's much more action in hockey anyway.
The only reason I got so big onto football was because I played it in high school, and my coach was a brainwashing sociopath that literally told us how to cheat. Not kidding. The guy had a real problem. I mean,
that was my grade 9 math teacher, ex NFL football player. If you didn't play sports, you were fucked. I almost failed grade 9 math because I wasn't on one of his.
Who was that? Who?
Oh, in Kamloops.
Okay. Next one is Virgin debuts online music in stores. The in-store service, which will be introduced tomorrow, this was like a couple days ago, at the opening of Virgin Megastore in Columbus, Ohio, will let consumers pick tracks from a number of online-only content providers, including Liquid Audio, MP3.com, Songs.com, and Noisebox. After users select songs, a CD will be created via broadband network and digital systems, and it basically puts all these songs that you pick onto one CD. And it costs about the same as a normal CD.
So how do they get
stuff from an MP3? But you know,
they're trying to retail what we do every day.
Yep, they're trying to legitimize it, which is a very smart move in on behalf of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know if anybody will go for it. They might actually, because a lot of people go.
I can go right now and burn the CD, or I can wait a week. No, I'll just wait a week.
Because a lot of people buy it.
A lot of people don't have computers. It's not a bad thing.
A lot of people don't have computers. A lot of people just buy albums for the one song anyway, so they go there and go, give me top 10, and put it on a CD. Done. You don't have to buy it.
Track 4 off this CD, track 5 off this CD, track 10 off this CD.
Yep.
Did it work too? $12.99 a CD?
Yeah, around. It's how many? It's about the same.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about the same amount.
$10 or a full CD for $12.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could fill a CD pretty good. A lot of CDs out there aren't full to the brim.
They're
far from 40, full.
45 minutes.
A lot of them.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal. When it comes right down to it, shipping and handling, I don't think is included. But still, $2 will cost you to buy a CD in the store.
It's right there.
It's at the store.
This is at the store.
Oh, okay.
You sit there and you go, tick, 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 zzz, clink. Your CD, $12.99, all the songs you want.
Oh, I was under the understanding it was over the internet.
Nope.
Oh, okay. It's in the store. It's in the store.
Online music in store.
And you can, it's an awesome deal.
How many
I think it works.
Can you get on an average CD?
74.
Average 74. You can squish 80.
But 74, special. You want it to be read on all CD players.
Yes. Yeah. I have one that's 79. It doesn't play on all the CD players. It kind of messes up. Well, that's all the real good news for this week.
Have they found Kennedy's body?
Oh, did they?
More pieces
no,
today.
I'm asking.
No, they found more pieces.
Because I didn't.
Yeah, they've just been finding pieces of the plane and that.
I have a question. Is that family fucked or what?
Did you know that
lost all their horseshoes?
Pregnant as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, so
I think they all
insult to injury.
Conspiracy. Like they don't want to be in the limelight anymore.
They're all just like making themselves disappear. Well, apparently, I didn't even know about this. Another one of no. I don't read The Province. I don't read The Sun. I don't read anything by Black.
Okay, it had a big spread on the Kennedys and their tragedy throughout their family.
Yeah, but like I was saying,
had anyone heard
something about apparently a year or two ago, one of their other kids basically impacted with a tree while skiing or something
Oh, yeah,
no.
So there's six or seven people that this family has lost in like the last 20 years?
Remove them from the gene
30
pool.
Years? It's like, what the fuck?
They're doing it themselves.
Somebody's got something against you.
Yeah, no shit. Thank God they're Catholics, so there'd be none left.
Captain Pike says, great, 12 tracks of error 404. That means website not found. It's a computer joke. That's in relation to the Virgin online stuff.
Knee slapper.
Captain Pike has a rant that he sent me that he wants me to read up. Says, Pike's rant, conformity, the sin of identity. Says, first of all, if you're going to get pissed off at me for doing this, do so. I'm happy already. A single voice instead of a crowd yelling stands out more. Okay, so I'm in the mall getting my fix of caffeine, a la 6 shot of espresso, and nicotine, while I'm overhearing these teeny boppers talking about who's their favorite Moffat. Give me a fucking break. Not 5 minutes later, another group of hormone-driven conforming teens ask me if they can bum a cigarette from me, like they're going to get back to me later. I look at them, I really look at them. They're all wearing brand name labels on their clothing, and they don't have the coin to get their own cigarettes? So I reply to them, no. And they give me a look that says, you're weird. Well, of course I'm weird. I'm a nonconformist. I like to make people think and see the truth. The mindless youth that dresses up in kids' clothing with kitty barrettes in their hair, conforming with all their peers because they're trying to reclaim their youth and the free handouts. It ain't gonna happen. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and everyone's on a short leash leash, whether they like it or not. I could give two tugs of a dead dog's dick about what they want from me. The only thing I can give are a few tarnished and ripped-off pearls of wisdom. Get your own style, some perspective, your own identity, and for fuck's sake, grow up, get a job, and pay for your own fucking bills. Can't get a job? Well, maybe it's because you look and act like the last person they interviewed. Side rant. And read a book once in a while. The new movie with that new storyline is just a remake, bastardized. Never been kissed equals Pygmalion. Pissed off yet? Good. Now defend your positions and don't turn to your friends for help. That's it. I'm Pike and I'm one of the people your parents warned you about. Special thanks to Rant Radio and Warren Ellis for inspiring me to write this.
Kick ass, Pike.
So that was pretty cool.
That was good.
That was good. So we're going to go to some music as I load it. La, la, la.
Talk, talk, talk. We got to set up a rant that goes talk, talk, talk.
Talk, talk. Our fill in little thing.
Talk, talk, talk.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. We're going to play some My Life with a Thrill Kill Cult. Do You Fear for Your Child?
Oh, love. Do you have to do it?
Saffron?
You'll never see your car again.
Bert says you're a total idiot. Saffron says the Kennedys. We're back on.
The Kennedys are getting what they deserve for killing Marilyn Monroe. Fucker, she couldn't act. Who cares? Did you ever see The 7 Year Itch, Saffron? Have you ever actually seen a movie with Marilyn Monroe in? Trust me, her death was not anything worth crying over.
He probably doesn't care for either of them.
I personally just never understood the public fascination with the stupid cow anyway.
I know. Well,
the room went silent.
The room went silent because...
We all really don't care.
Actually, what? You're talking to two big Kennedy fans.
Yeah? Why? What's the affinity? Same thing as the Royals
I
in Britain?
I don't care that much about...
Because you're from the States. You've got to like them, I guess. Right?
No.
No?
No, this well, hey, the population is still divided.
The amount of money they get, and the amount of power they get... And the amount of power they abuse.
The only thing I actually appreciate with the Kennedys, or at least that pertains to the Kennedys, is the ballistics on how he got hit.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I actually enjoyed listening about on the biography, was like, it went through like his fucking head or whatever, through the guy's back, out his front, through his wrist and into his leg. And I was like, wow. And they could actually probably reload the bullet that hit him.
Yeah. And it also went all the way down the street and hit that guy, you know, like 300 yards down the street.
No, that one embedded in his leg. The one I watched embedded in that guy's leg, and that's where it stopped.
Yeah.
And
it went through his wrist, too.
It went through Kennedy,
through the
guy in front of him, through his wrist, into his leg. Like, how bad day can you have?
There's the trajectory it took to make that.
There's a trick shot.
It curves to get there.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, one of the shots, you know, bounced off the pavement. Guy completely missed Kennedy on one of the other shots. And hit somebody, you know, 300-400 yards down the street, sideways.
But in any case, in answer to your original question...
Yeah, what's the fascination with the Kennedys?
Probably from our parents, partly, but a handed-down wistfulness for a time when you could actually have hope for the future.
Yeah, I mean, Kennedy...
Pike's fucking off, so...
Bye, Pike!
AI bullet, yeah. But it's like one of those bullets off of Roger Rabbit.
But, like...
Blam!
Which way did he go? I never really cared that much for John, but actually his brother, Robert, was, like, I think, like, one of the last politicians that...
I care for no one who's a celebrity because I've never met them. I can say something for, like, people who I've actually met. Errol Smith, Matt. Okay, they seem like a bunch of kind of weirdos, but they bought my rubber band gun collection, so I think they're okay. Because they had my sales for the day. I can say, like, I kind of like Harrison Ford because he ran into my store and went, "Have you seen my child?" And I was like,
"You're Harrison Ford.
You're like Solo." And he's like, "Have you seen my child? About this tall, blue shirt." And I went, "Zoom," and he's gone. I'm like, "Fuck! I just fucked up my chance to actually speak with the man." He seemed like a cool guy, except for the fact that he was completely going ballistic because he lost his child in Granville Island.
Wow.
And actually, I have to go with Bobby with Dak on this about Bobby. He seemed to be one of the last of the politicians who actually gave a shit about ordinary people.
He fooled you.
Yeah. Well, in the wall of your eyes.
A really good politician that put on.
No, I think he was actually a liberal, not a bleeding heart liberal. I think he was actually an intelligent individual.
When did you last hear of a senator actually like going out to Indian reserves or talking about poverty or?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about anything that actually mattered.
That's right. Rather than just trying to get elected.
That's not in their job description anymore. So.
We just broke out the M&Ms.
Did you hear crunching?
The show is brought to you by...
We have more money than you, and we bought M&Ms.
Ephraim Foods.
Ephraim Foods, yeah.
If you don't like it, Ephraim. He still gets a laugh.
The only good politician is a dead politician.
Exactly, now.
Now he's actually speaking.
Okay, if you want to see, like, conformity, or, well, I don't even know if you call it. There's some fucking psycho down on Smythe, right by the law courts, and he's got like six signs that go down the street, uh-huh. and this great huge block lettering. And the first thing across his chest on this billboard sign is "Kill all the lawyers." And he walks around right up in front of the law courts all the time. He's fucking awesome. I honk my horn every time I go by every morning. I'll be like, "Hey, fucking rock me!"
That line, "First we awesome. Kill all the lawyers," is from William Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice.
Really?
Now, here I am, an uneducated security guard working in a hospital, and we're talking about lawyers, and we're talking about how lawyers are annoying or something, and I'm talking with a bunch of nurses and a bunch of doctors. Now, everybody there I'm speaking to has 10 times the amount of education I do, and I said, well, you know the line, you know what Billy said, first we kill all the lawyers, and I get this stunned blank stare from everybody standing there, and I'm like,
really?
William Shakespeare, The Merchant of Venice. Same guy who wrote Romeo and Juliet. And at that point, you got a couple of, oh, yeah, you know.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Thinking, you know, I know nowadays with, like, all education, or at least for, like, the last 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
Everyone is so focused on their field. But there was a time when to be a professional, there was an actual term for somebody who was trained. You had to have an education that involved art, literature,
well-rounded,
in order to be a professional. That was actually what the term came from.
Yeah, professional.
What you encountered is a prime example of what happens when, especially in medicine, they remove the humanities and literature requirements from the educational process.
I mean, I was just stunned because, I'm sorry, I mean, I sometimes think I underrate myself because of what I do have for an education. I'm just a high school graduate.
Yeah.
I think basically that people who, like, graduated from university and college should know at least as much as fucking me.
that's not entirely true.
Well, you're self-educated.
I will point back to the literacy after rate in the U.S.
Yeah, but I grew up in the U.S. Explain it to me. And I'm talking about Canadian, yeah.
I don't know what the literacy rate is.
75%.
Probably.
Well, but, you know, if they actually got involved in learning that sort of stuff, they wouldn't have time for all those keg parties at college.
True enough.
We're going to open the phone lines.
Open the phone lines.
Because we've ran out of things to say. It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191. Call in right now.
That's it. Call in right now. And if you want to call in and explain to us why we made that, please do so.
Or if you just want to swear in the air.
Did it involve blue goo?
No.
No, there's no blue goo involved in that.
Nothing.
You were
bad decisions.
We're just like, let's pick a song. Which CD we could possibly pick? got out our bumpkin hats and our fucking big coveralls and the big red scarf and tied it around our necks.
Went on the jugs.
On the jugs, yeah.
Did you actually take a look at those CDs? Or are they still sitting there?
I got one song off of them, which I'll play.
I don't want you to play anything. I just wondered if you were done with them. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I'm done with them. I only got one thing off of them that I was mildly interested in. And I'm going to play that right now until someone phones in at 604-533-9191. And where is it? There it is. Oh, that's the new Reznor song. Same with the day the way it went. Day the world went away. And I'm none too impressed with either of them, so it's not out for a couple more days. So here's the song that I thought was half decent. The other one was the brother.
guy talking about, you know, and all you hear in the background is,
Sort of sounds like the Bangles a bit.
Pinky! No.
What are you doing at the end of August?
A little what?
What are you doing at the end of August?
This is for anyone in the Lower Mainland or in BC. What's or happening? Anywhere in the world.
It's happening at the end of August.
In the end of August, I believe it's from the 28th to the 31st. This is a 3, possibly 4, maybe going into a 5-day rave up in Nelson. And it's going to be like the epitome of heavy metal.
Before all the kids go back to school?
Basically. So, let's see. I leave here on the 27th. Mm-hmm. Where do you think I'll be on the 28th?
Nelson.
Nelson.
Nelson. How far away is that?
600. Yeah, come back at the end of the rave.
600 kilometers?
600 kilometers.
Wow.
No, actually, I was thinking of buying 2 bottles of Effergen.
You can copy some of the drugs to keep you awake.
Wake ups, caffeine, I live on that stuff.
Actually, I probably don't need it, actually. That's pretty good for a couple of days.
Yeah. Does anybody know how much is 8 milligrams of Effergen to somebody who's not taken Effergen before? What's 8 milligrams? How is that?
How potent?
Yeah, how potent is that?
Seriously potent.
8 milligrams.
There's 100 milligrams like a bottle.
Okay, what would happen if you took 24?
You would have a heart attack. You would have a heart attack. You cannot have more than 8 in a day.
There you go.
You will have a heart attack. If you're taking like ephedrine hychloride, the synthetic ephedrine hychloride, on the bottle, it says do not take more than 8 in a day or serious
medical complications.
Serious increase in respiratory failure is what it says.
Okay. I'm just wondering because, I'll explain some other time.
Somebody took too much.
Wow.
Did I say? Okay. The shy one here is taking...
That one here is taking these, you know, health booster pills is basically what they claim to be. It's got, there's echinacea, some vitamins, stuff like that. And then I pick up the package, I look at it, it's got, like, on one side, it's a list of all the stuff that's good for you. And I think, okay, that's great. And on the other side, I look it over, contains 8 milligrams of pure ephedrine hydrochloride extracted from...
gasoline.
No, from, what was it called? It was called the Teamsters Tea plant. And it was the name of the ephedrine plant.
An actual form.
From the stock of it, yeah.
8 milligrams total.
8 milligrams pure extracted.
It's just ephedrine, not ephedrine hychloride.
Well,
hychloride is the
synthetic one. So yes, it would be just
10,000 times
ephedrine.
Stronger than the natural ephedrine.
Well,
I tried natural ephedrine and I popped 6 of them.
Oh, okay.
I didn't feel anything. I was sugar pills.
Gave me a bunch of them, and basically, towards the very end of the evening, after having about 4 of them, I finally felt like I had 1 caffeine tablet.
No. I had, the night we went to the love affair,
yeah.
I had 6 of them. Darcy and I ran down the street. Like, I ran at full tilt down the street. Didn't stop once, full out. Stopped at the end of the block. It took me more time to realize I wasn't breathing hard. Besides trying to follow my eyeballs as they turned around to look behind me. Like, I was just like, it's like one of those. And then my shadow came, right?
That did absolutely nothing to me, that stuff.
I took 2 of them.
Can you say I have a very high metabolism then?
Yeah, Bumblebee versus Grizzly Bear.
And felt my heart increase in tempo.
Inside of 15 minutes.
10. I was just like,
It's 20 minutes. I couldn't hold the conversation with Sean because my mouth was moving faster than my brain, and I was coming up with my words. I went to work that night and put away four.
I took two of these things, went to work at Canadian Tire, the bastard days, and I put away four skids of car batteries in an hour and a half.
Is that a lot?
Oh my god.
How much does a car battery weigh? You
it's about 50 pounds. No, probably about 35.
Each skid's four layers high with about 30 batteries on it.
Okay, you have to lift each battery.
Each battery. And I was like one-handing his batteries, like... like, people thought I was fucked. I couldn't read a newspaper. I was running all over the place. People were like, what's gotten into you? I'm like...
we are talking about the night of, like, what's-his-face's stag, right?
Yeah.
I took Yeah, I took four of those. I had no effect.
Maybe you should have taken eight.
I'm sorry.
I took three and I was buzzed. Then I took another three because I was stupid.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I started drinking.
We did far too much that evening, that night.
The point we're trying to get to, though, is taking three just because a good idea or a bad idea every
bad.
Day?
Bad.
Every
bad,
day.
Bad. Bad.
If I told you to jump off a bridge, would you? But if I wrote it on a bottle, that'd be okay, right?
Not basically to be...
use as directed.
This, but
please take bottle and jump on the bridge.
You hear about these new diet products or what have you.
And a year later, they go, direct sulfur in pills. Like,
yes.
Yes, Nick, sorry, the shy one has been having trouble sleeping.
Just a little bit? Because you're vibrating?
Because you're wired? Wow.
And the funny thing is, the pills in no place in the bottle. I looked at these things, and I was horrified, because nowhere on the bottle, well, I wasn't horrified, but I was kind of surprised. They don't say Apidrine in big letters anywhere. It's not like wake up or stay awake or energy or whatever. It's just like...
Ephedrine in medical terminology is a decongestant.
Yes.
It's a decongestant because it like triples your esophagus. Now, understandably, if you have a cold, your esophagus shrinks a bit and you have a little bit of hard time breathing and mucus and other things sort of bring forth. But if you don't, it's kind of like, I'm not tired. But I'll take some wake-up pills anyway.
So the way it works is, like, you know, because I suffer from allergies a bit and I take them to help me out, is your lungs and all of your, you know, your main breathing arteries get filled up with all the crap. So it expands your capillaries, so your secondary system, so you can still breathe a little bit and purify your system.
And not only that, it allows you more blood flow in you, basically, your system.
Exactly. Well, if you're not congested, basically your air intake and your oxygen into your blood goes up like 150%, so oxygenated blood equals energy.
So that way my heart rate
ticker. Oh, yeah. And they're totally deadly. Like, there's big
they're not the deadly, deadly. Got, like, I don't think they would produce something... Well, no, then again, maybe not.
May but cause anal like leakage.
Yeah, probably. I got on average about four a night, but that's just because I can't sleep. But.
Well,
I can also function on 2 hours of sleep, but it's also because I get another three while I'm en route.
And then I'll be dead tired and then I'll sleep.
2 weeks, 4 hours sleep. I was a fucking zombie.
2 weeks, 4 hours sleep.
A night. No, to like every night. 4 hours sleep every night for 2 weeks. I was a fucking zombie. There was a point where towards the end of it where I got up one morning and stood in front of the cupboard because I had forgotten why I had gotten up. I'm not kidding. I was supposed to be getting ready to have something for breakfast, for food, or getting ready to go to work, and I could not remember why I was getting up.
It's kidding.
1 week of 3 hours of sleep I passed out sitting at the coffee table. And I just decided, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to be picked up. Sat down on the coffee table for a second. Next thing you know, there's this pounding on the door, and they had been knocking for about 5 minutes, and I had fallen unconscious, leaning on my hand. I couldn't move my jaw for a while because it was about an hour that I was leaning on my hand, not just my jaw.
I've fallen asleep standing up. That's my record.
Horses do that.
Standing a post,
I stand in a post.
Cows do that too.
Fell asleep standing up.
I have to say the absolute worst was when I was so tired I passed out during sex.
Oh!
What an ego boost.
Yeah.
She was such a good layer. It's like fucking a bowl of water.
No, that was so bad. I barely made it to the bed.
It's good. I'm like,
you're going, okay, no problem.
That's a pretty fucking spiff shirt.
Ah!
That's like the high-speed drag. High-speed, low-drag green on the go.
That's my shirt. It's
your shirt?
One I don't wear.
One I don't wear.
Kurt, what have you been doing?
Kurt!
Kurt! What have you been doing? Have you been talking on a stupid cell phone?
To the wife.
Danger.
What did the wife want?
Dating her.
Go ahead. Go hard, retard.
I said I was going.
I'm not drinking. No. I can't drink. I'll fall over. Oh, by the way, I had an $80 bottle of wine today. Wow, was that ever fucking good.
An $80 bottle of wine. Oh.
Down at Joe Forte's. Just out of Robson.
How'd you do that?
Leo. Oh. $200 lunch. That's really good.
What is that?
Yep.
What's up?
What is that?
Did you pay?
It's Leo.
It's got more than sweet wine.
Hmm.
You good? Don't mind. No, that's all right. All right, good. So,
get the mic to John, he's going to say something.
So I'm there. I'm walking around. So there I am.
With a bloody stump in my hand. I suppose now would be a good time for me to start Sean's disgusting army stories.
Yeah? Why not?
Army stories.
Waking
up with
the kids,
man? Camera!
That's a good story.
Camera!
Probably a taxi cab driver versus the Indian.
Taxi cab driver.
Taxi cab driver who asked about the Indian chick at the party or the club or whatever the fuck it was.
How about you woke up in a kid's bed?
The race car driver is pretty good. Okay.
Turn around. Yeah, you told that one in the air.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, okay. You told that one before. I was impressed.
Let's see. Disgusting army stories.
We told that whole table of people.
Let me see now.
See, first he has to start drinking. If he starts drinking, then he starts remembering. My show gets better the more he drinks.
I don't know if I've told the gay party.
No, you told me, but I don't think you've told it on the radio.
Go for that one.
Okay, well. All right. Just a
cute. Take off your shoes.
I'm just leaving, actually.
Okay.
Sorry.
Were you wearing your shoes all evening in the house?
No, that was not. Okay, I was wondering. I was like,
lies. Do you have
white?
Bert, get this on camera. Bert, come here. Look in the camera. Show us your feet on camera. Are you wearing white socks? Okay.
Just why? What was the thing with white socks?
Do you like it or what?
It's big fat white guy. Big fat white guy.
Anyway.
White shirt, blue jeans, black shoes, and white socks. Fashion
foobah.
Give us a big pose down. Ow!
Give me a break, man. We're doing an internet radio show. There is no fashion faux pas for people like us.
Oh, yes, yes,
Bert's there is. Leaving.
Bert,
you gotta bring out your communicator for us.
Especially not from you, Ugly Bob.
Ugly Bob,
can you give me a ride home later?
Ugly Bob, why are you such a big fucker?
Wow, you said you big fucker, Ugly Bob.
I'm not a big fucker. Fuck you guys, I'm going home.
So anyway.
Fuck you guys, I'm going home.
So, do you understand the true nature of the stories?
Look into the camera, bitch.
We must.
Look into the camera.
Alright. So, do you understand the true nature of the army stories? There are certain characters which we involve. So one of which I'm actually going to talk about.
Zoom into his nostril.
I'm going to fucking kill him.
You want me to slap him around here?
Dak, kill Bob.
Hey,
my
night's off.
It's a threat. Alright, so one of the greatest characters in all of the Sean Kennedy's disgusting army stories is. As well?
Story.
Brick. The Brickster. The Brickster was a mighty, mighty lad. The Brickster was a guy who married, like, this big, bad shack rat. A shack rat is a chick who goes into the shacks and knocks on the door, and if that guy's not home, she goes to the next door.
Oh, shack rat.
And, like,
what did she
And she wants to smoke pole. That's what she wants to do.
She wants to play skin flute.
She wants to be a cum guzzling queen. That's exactly what she wants. Oh, it's true. Oh,
what does the shack rat look like full?
Yeah. She looks like she looks like a regular slut, only with a runny nose. So anyway. That's right, Dark One is not here, the leash is off.
AK is on the kitchen floor crying.
Oh yeah, it's seriously, it's like here we go, we're just trying. Yeah, that's pretty bad. So in any case, being as I'm in the Army and understanding that, okay, from 94 to 97, actually I have to do the promo for this. I'll probably take the A-Team intro and go from 94 to 97. There was a man who was in the Army. He tried to escape, but you can find him and you can get him to go back. You must be the fucking A-Team, because there's no way I'm ever going back to the fucking Army, because that sucks so bad. But anyway, from 94 to 97, I spent 3 years in a place called Shiloh, Manitoba, where the chicken most nobly drove out to meet me and hang out with me there, which is mighty, mighty chicken.
And if you look far enough into the horizon when you're standing
when you're in Shiloh, Manitoba, it is the buttfuck of the asshole of the universe.
I can vote, sir.
Oh, it's so bad. Like, if the Earth had an enema, that's where they put the hose. I'm totally serious.
If you stare far enough into the distance, you can see the back of your own head.
It's so bad. Watch your dog run away for 3 fucking days. It's so bad. It's just like, there he goes. He's still going. Everybody there talks like they're in Fargo. No shit. Well, Margie, looks like the dog ran away.
Yep. He's
keeping a good clip. He might starve to death. You know, it's brutal. Coldest populated military base in the world. There are colder bases, like Tuktoyaktuk and Mars, but nobody lives there. So, anyway, guys, I did 3 years in this shithole surrounded by jocks. So consequently, one time we had leave. And leave in the Army isn't like, you know, you see on, you know, Tour of Duty where they're like, wow, my leave's coming. Leave's coming up. Sure, I'm looking forward to it. It's, you know, you get off work that day and they go, oh, by the way, guys, you've got the next 4 days off. And then it's like, and you look like Speedy Gonzales getting the fuck off the base. But wait, you're in Shiloh. Where do you go? To town. Brandon, Manitoba. Where the fucking beaches are always open and the women are always friendly. Where you wake up in the log house and it's a good night. Hey, yeah, see. Oh, yeah, it was bad. Like in Dakota days in Brandon, Manitoba, you do not go to town if you're a white man. Just don't go there. Because it's like the Black Panther march for Indians all over the fucking town. You fucking waity, I'll kill you. Hey, man, I'm from BC, okay? Where
hey,
I grew up.
Hey, quick Indian joke. Why do Indians make better lovers?
Why?
Because white men have to go to work in the morning.
Oh! That's so bad. Anyway, so we're not going to... But it's true, though. It's true. Like, whatever, for whatever reasons... I don't really like to fight Indians because they really don't have a definition of pain. And these are people who used to, like, run down.
They're fake out, though. You throw a bottle of scope and they're no good anyway.
quick. What do you call a white man back to his wall facing 12 Indians?
Bartender.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you say to an Indian in a suit? Will the defendant please rise? So the concept of this is that, anyway, so I get leave, like, boom, like, right now. Ah! And I'm like, must get off base, must run, right? Far, must run fast and free. First stop, liquor store. Okay? Prairies, get fucked up. We can't stop here. This is backcountry. Right? Like, you want to get as gooned as quick as you fucking can because you just want out of this base. I don't care. I can't get out on foot, so I will take chemical, pharmaceutical, recreational drugs in order to get my ass the fuck out of here. You know, seriously, my psychiatrist recommended I take a hit from the brown bottle in my shaving kit. It was just bad. So, in any case, I go to the liquor store on base, which is mighty. It's like a Costco of liquor stores for the Army. And I start drinking vodka and ginger ale.
At the liquor store.
At the liquor store. you got a six-pack going, you know, halfway up to the fucking front there. So I'm going there, and like, by this point, my buddy, who's this little Puerto Rican guy, which is very strange to see a Puerto Rican guy on the
prairie. What's a Puerto Rican doing in, like, Canada?
No. Okay, I asked about the Tauntauns, too. It's like, oh, you won't make it past the first marker. So I'm like, okay, fine. So he's like, hey, man, I'm going to Winnipeg. You want to get a ride? And I'm like, do I? Yes, have some. Now, this guy owes me some money. Okay, but he doesn't have any money. However, he does have weed. So I'm like, okay, I'll take it in weed. So we jump inside the car, throw on some Gabber Hardcore that I got from Amsterdam. I'm drinking beer and getting fucking stoned as we go in this hot box and this little tiny Honda Del Sol with the roof on, screaming. And it doesn't matter. We're both drunk and we're both stoned, but it's the prairies. What are we going to do?
What are you going to hit?
Hit a cow?
What are you going to hit?
Nothing. There's a tree. Oh, we lost the road. Oh, there it is. Seriously, it's like, oh, my God. So we're going. 2-hour drive from Brandon to Winnipeg. We made it there in about 45 minutes. Just fucking drop the hammer. I hit the ground there. I need a place to stay. I show up on my buddy Suzanne's doorstep. Suzanne's like, you can't stay with me for a week. Fuck off. You're like drunk and stoned. Get away from me. Right? And she had to work. Otherwise, she would just go get drunk and stoned with me at the same time. I could go hang out with Maggie, but that's a whole other set of stories. So in lieu of that, I had just broken up with a girl by the name of Christina Galately, and she had a friend named Allison, who was like this weird bisexual chick. So I thought, hey, she's in town, she's good. So we showed up over there. As fate would have it, her parents were out of town, so she had the whole house to herself, and I'm like, woo, when are they back? Friday. Good, I got to be back on base Thursday. Mind if I crash? And she's like, sure, no, that's great. My birthday's this week. I'm here to celebrate. Let's celebrate. I got some beer. So we go, and...
And some weed.
Let's fucking party. So I wound up giving away the weed, because like I can only smoke so much dope, and then I puke, and then I feel really small, and you get that small little person inside of yourself thing going on. You're like, I just want to ride this out and I'll be fine. Yeah, it's bad. So I'm like, all right. So I start drinking, and she says, oh, do you mind if I have some of my friends over? I'm like, sure, that sounds great.
It's your place.
Fuck, go hard. Your birthday. Well, they're all gay. Sure, sounds great. Bring them over. Right, whatever. I don't give a shit. I'm half in the bag, right? And besides all this, it's like, she's like, you know, kind of bi, but who cares? If they're all gay, I stand a pretty good chance of getting a piece of action if I'm the only eligible guy in the house. So I'm like, sure, bring all the gay guys over you want. So,
and if not, you can always go for it.
And if not, we can go for option B, which we won't discuss. Which I've never had to go for option B. But so, anyway, we're sitting there. Not that there's anything wrong with sucking dick. Wait, no, there is. So, I re-egg that statement. It's fucking wrong! Okay, so anyway, what's the matter with crazy? Can't be fucking crazy no more? So, I'm like, okay, fine. So, I'm half in the bag, and all these fags show up. And they're not like, you know, the big buff fags, like the Baywatch fags. There's two kinds of fags. Three kinds. There's the straight-looking, straight-acting, but still like it in the ass fags.
Those are
called in the closet.
Those are pillow biters.
Okay, but they're like normal, like anyone. They could be anyone. They could
one
be,
of us could one be of, one of them.
No, I can detect them at 600 yards. So I've got gaydar. So I'm like, okay, there's those kind. And then there's the really buff,
Like Sean's rave story. He's wearing lots and lots and
that's
lots of leather.
That's a different story. That's those guys.
Can I take your
the three guys who surrounded me at a rave and said, hey, you like to sweat? But anyway, so I'm
Sean
like,
goes, this guy comes up and goes, hey, can I take it? These guys are wearing chaps with like nothing else under them. You turn around, you got Linda, like big fucking ass hanging out. Sean's all, hey, guys. He goes, hey, can I take your jacket
there? He said, hey, you look pretty hot in that thing. And I thought he was talking about it because I was wearing a sweater and a jacket. And I turned to him and I go, yeah, I like the sweat. danger.
Will Robinson.
So I'm like, oh, fuck. But that's another story. So, meanwhile, that's the second type of fag. The third type of fag are the small, prissy fags. Like the little tiny guys who are like, la, 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 dee-dee.
You also forgot the raving queen fags.
Okay. They're what happened to the small, prissy fags when they get older.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, these are all like pre-25 young little prissy fags. And I think they're the funniest goddamn thing since toast, because they show up, they've all got their little, you know, fucking Karuba drinks or whatever the fuck they're doing, and I'm still drinking vodka and ginger, right? Scottish martinis. I'm going hard, right? And I'm getting just fucking smashed, okay? By the way, this is day two, okay? So I've been smashed since day one. All right, so we're now on day two, and the guys are there, and they're all showing up, and they're like, oh, la, 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 and the first immediate action is to get drunk. Three things operate the gay community. Booze, cigarettes, and rumors. That's what the gay community lives on. Booze, cigarettes, and rumors. So, they all sit around and they start playing Truth or Fucking Dare. I swear to God.
I believe you.
All these grown men playing Truth or Dare, and I'm laughing
my ass off. I argue that last part about them being grown men, but go ahead.
Oh, it was so good. So, I'm howling, right? And they're going around the room, they're like, Mark.
Yes?
What's the biggest thing you've ever stuffed in your ass? And he's like, a head and shoulders bottle. And there I am. It's got the head and shoulders bottle in your ass. Are you shitting me? That's fucking great. You know, I got a bigger bottle upstairs. We can fucking put this whole thing up your ass. Let's do it. Fucking A. I'm up for it. You in for this, Chad? Come on. Let's do it. Come on. Don't be a pussy. So, and that's totally what I'm doing the whole fucking party, man. I'm out of control drinking vodka.
Or dare?
Truth or dare. So eventually somebody comes up to me and goes, Sean. And I'm like, you guys are acting like a bunch of faggots. No offense. Dare. Right? Smashed. Right? Just fucking
That is a dangerous thing.
Oh, I didn't
care.
And they go, we dare you to kiss Chad. Now, Chad looks like the drummer from the Backstreet Boys. Like the little fucking blonde guy. Only smaller. Like smaller. Like 2'5" and small. Okay, he's like an infant, right? And he's all like, and he looks at me, and I look at Chad, and Chad looks back to me. And we look at Wyatt. Wyatt looks back at us. So, and I'm like in the bag, and I think about it, and I'm like, oh, fuck it, right? So I grab Chad by the throat and plant his ass in the corner of this chair. And he's like, yeah! And he gets a little meep out before I cut off the circulation. Because they like that autoerotic shit. And I plant his head in the fucking corner. And he's like, woo! And I give him a good one, eh? And I tried to slip my tongue in his mouth, but he wouldn't go for it, eh? Fucking tease. So, and then I like throw him into the other corner of the chair, and he goes, I just got to fight army guy. And they're all like, yay! And I'm fucking dying. I'm like, I'll get me another vodka in case you got some weird soil in your mouth or some shit. Why not? I'll let my dog lick me. Who gives a fuck? So anyway, so that's all well and good. So, Hanky, you gonna live through this or what, buddy? So,
breathe, Hanky, breathe.
Meanwhile, I continue getting more shit-faced. Truth and Dare carries on, and by about 11 o'clock, I'm chasing Chad around the house, and he's locked himself in the bathroom, and I'm going, come here, Chad. Open the fucking door, Chad. I want to fuck you right in the ass, Chad. Because it was my turn after that, and I said, Chad, dare. What do you want, Chad? He goes, truth. And he wouldn't go for a dare, little pussy. And I said, truth or dare, Chad? He goes, truth. I said, Chad, would you let me fuck you up the ass right now? Right now, Chad. I want to blow a mighty load right into your kidneys, Chad. I want to give your colon the protein wash. Come on, Chad. Play the game, Chad. Come on. We got a tapioca enema coming your way. Big load. You know, come on. And he's like, no. And I'm like, why not, Chad? You're gay. You like that? And he's all, well, I don't know you well enough. What was his answer? So by 3 in the morning, I got Chad locked in the bathroom, and he won't come out, and I'm kicking at the door going, saying, come here, Chad, open the fucking door, Chad. I want to fuck you in the ass, Chad. Come on, Chad. Swallow my load, you little bitch.
Get on your fucking knees.
Get on your fucking knees, Chad. You want to play leather games? Yeah. You converted me a little bit. You're a tease, Chad. And of course, he didn't want to play games. So, that's okay. Now, at this point, they go, let's go to the gay bar. And I'm like, fucking A, let's go to the gay bar. Because it's cheap shooter night down at the gay bar, right? I don't give a fuck. I'm like, woohoo! Me and all my newfound gay friends and Chad, who I'm going to fuck. I'm convinced by the end of the night I'm going to come in Chad's ass. That's my goal. I'm like, I'm going to fucking either come in his ass or stab him with a broken bottle and fuck his chest wound until I blow my load on his lungs. Okay, this is how I'm doing. Right? Incidentally, I get a little bit violent when I drink vodka and ginger ale. So, we wind up down at this fucking gay bar. Now, the gay bar isn't a nice gay bar. It's a bad gay bar. You know, it's the kind of gay bar where there's a guy at the door who's doing the fucking, you gotta come on to me with the camera for this, where the guy's at the door doing this shit. He's like the heat-seeking missile looking for someone to puke on. So he's going, seeking target. So you gotta, like, dodge this fucker going into the bar, because if he gets a lock on you, you're getting a bat. Right? That's how it works. So, like, I successfully dodge fuckface and get inside Uber Gay Bar, which has got bad drag queens. They got, like, this drag queen who's, like, 9 feet tall, who's, like, got biceps that fucking rock, and I'm like, holy shit, look at the size of that fucking lizard man! So, I'm like, holy shit! And it's, like, a bad, you know, holy shit, Fear and Loathing in Winnipeg. So, here I am in this fucking gay bar. Now, the first order of business, of course, is I realize briefly, I go, wait, ding, something goes off in the back of my head and goes, Sean, you're going into a gay bar. So my reason decides to smash that bit of fucking truth and just get more drunk, right? I'm like, no, fuck that, you just need more booze. I gotta get out of here. 25 cent shooters for the next half hour. I'm like, God damn, I've got $10, right? So that's 40 shooters. I got like a tray of these fucking things, right? And I'm like, what is it? I don't know. They're multicolored.
Give me more green.
We have a kill.
So, anyway, so I'm like sitting there, and I'm in this gay bar, and we got a tray full of fucking shooters, and we're there with these drag queens. Oh, wait, I skipped a part. Sorry, memory was lapsing. Before we went to the gay bar, we went to pick up two other drag queens, and I sat there and watched drag queens dress themselves. Now, there was, like, a reverse striptease for, like, an Andy Warhol extra. It was just bizarre. I'm like, this is the weirdest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation with this guy while he's putting on a wig and makeup. And I've got nothing in common with this guy at all. I'm like, so, what kind of eyeshadow you like? Yeah, I really like that green. It's good. You know, I put on jam paint from time to time. It's kind of similar, only, you know, we usually kill people and don't try to suck dick. But, you know what? It's okay. You know, I'm okay. You're queer. So, any case, we wind up in the bar with these drag queens, and they're the most catty motherfuckers on the planet. They're telling rumors, oh, did you hear who Doug's fucking? And I'm like, well, I know who Chad should be fucking, but he's not playing. I don't even know what actually happened to Chad. I think Chad stayed in the bathroom. He probably fell asleep there in the bathtub. But anyway, so Chad, we never saw Chad again. Chad, I think Chad went straight after that. He found himself a nice, nice bull dyke, which is my small contribution to, you know, the entire thing. So in any case, Chad, we're in the gay bar, and we're walking around. And all of a sudden, this guy comes into bad gay bar. Bad gay bar. And he's, yeah, this is another character. And he's got this alligator shirt on. You know that little, gonna get me the t-shirt with the alligator on. You know, that bad t-shirt with, like, blue jeans. And his wife. And his wife's, like, wearing a dress. Like a flower dress, like I'm going to church dress.
What's a couple like that doing in a gay bar?
I have precisely my question. I'm like, holy fuck, are you ever lost?
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got like bad green, you know, $1.50 a pitcher beer happening.
You know, this is the ultimate consequence of the male inability to ask for directions.
No. So he comes over to my table, and I'm all like going loud, and all these fags are listening to me laughing their heads off or whatever. And he goes, excuse me. We all look, whoosh.
This he is goes, him?
Yes. Jack. And I said, this is where I met Jock. And I said, he goes, excuse me, may I try your beer? And I went, you're not from around here, are you? Because you're going to walk into a Canadian bar and ask to have some of my fucking beer? You are either brave or a foreigner, motherfucker. So, and I said, in typical drunk fashion, I said, sure, who are you? Sit down. And I pulled up two more chairs. Turns out this is Jack. Well, his name isn't actually Jack. It's T-J-A-U-R-K. But if you say his name in English, it comes out like jerk. So he likes to be called Jack, which is fair, because it'd be suck to be called Jerk all the time. Hey, Jerk! So, meet Chad! He likes it. Yeah, don't you, Chad, don't you? So, I'm like, okay. And he's like, where are you from? I'm from Leeuwarden. I thought that was in Germany. So I'm like, okay, no problem. You're from Leeuwarden. What are you doing here? Next words out of my mouth, how the fuck did you get here, son? And he's all, I'm drunk and I'm from the army. I'm trying to escape reality. What's your fucking excuse, man? And he's all like, oh, and my friends dropped us here. We don't know the area. And I'm like, wow, you need new friends, dude. So I'm like, fair ball. So I go up in typical Canadian fashion. I'm like, fuck this, man. This guy's going to get fucked up good and proper. So I go up because it's like, you know, 25 cents highballs. No shit. The beer was like insanely cheap. So I buy him and his wife both three beer. Both of them get three beer. Molson Canadian, another Canadian beer like Kokanee and Molson Dry.
The sampler.
Yeah, the sampler. I got him like a sampler six pack of fucking beer. You know, I said, this is what Canada's all about. Now we're Canadian, okay? After this, we're going to give you a set of skis, a toque, and you're fucking going to go out. We'll blow some shit up.
Anne Marie's greatest kids. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This is some Anne Murphy and Anne Marie and a hockey stick, and we'll go out there and we'll both fuck Chad in the ass and we'll tag team. What do you say? So, he's like, well, yeah, and he's all totally impressed by this, right? So he goes up to the bar and gets me two tequila shooters. Now, in Canadian, that's a shot across the bow.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The man's like, honor is
and I'm like, son, kid. You want a war with me, son? You want a war, son? So I go up to the bar, and I come back with, our martini. And I told the bartender to make me a martini that would make James Bond, like, you know, peel his fucking face off and do the Indiana Jones look in the arc thing. So he winds up bringing me back this martini, And there's a way to do a blowjob shooter where you put your mouth on the shooter and then you shoot it up with your head. Jack did this with a martini glass, only he grabbed the edge with his teeth and spit it, chipped it up, and then caught the little onion in his lips and, like, dropped the glass and held the onion and then crunched it and ate it. And I, at this point, I looked at it, and he went up to get me a drink. And I looked at his wife, and I said, where exactly is Lee Warden? And she goes, oh, we're about 20 minutes outside of Amsterdam. And I'm going, oh, fuck. I just called a bunch of Gurkhas niggers, right? That's entirely what I'm thinking. It just happened to me. I think I'm going to fucking die. So it's 4 hours later. Me and Jack have put more fucking booze because, remember, the gay community lives on alcohol, cigarettes, and rumors. And I have got, like, large, hairy, bad makeup RuPaul extras coming up to me going, son, you're really fucked up. You better slow down. And I'm saying, no, fuck you, I'm doing good, leave me alone. Me and Jack are up there dancing. Jack's having guys hitting on him. I got people hitting on me. I'm hitting on Jack. It's a great time. We're doing good. 5 o'clock in the morning, the gay bar's like, okay, everyone, you have to leave now. And I'm like, fuck you and your chaps. Where's Chad? So we got kicked out. We wind up down at Denny's, of all fucking places. And, of course, I can speak fluent, you know, Dutch at this point, and he's doing some wicked English, and his wife is just fucking gooned. And we show up, and I wish I could have seen the expression on those Danny people's faces when you show up with 9 drag queens with makeup running because everybody's been crying and sweating in, like, bad ripped dresses and an army guy with, like, high and tight hair. I'm like, hey, how's it going? These are my friends. We're going to have breakfast. What's on the fucking menu at Lenny's, right? So we all sit down, and he's like, I'm like, I love you, man. And he's like, Dasha voy manana, which is like Dutch for I love you, man. And he wants me to go to fucking Amsterdam, and he's a butcher, and he wants me to, like, live in his house and drive his Alfa Romeo Spider all over fucking Europe and shit. And that was one of the greatest parties I was ever at. We wound up going back, and I think I wound up fucking Allison somewhere in the mix. And never did get Chad. Just kind of pissed about that. But Jack fucked off. And a year later, Jack actually, after that, as an epilogue, that's the story. But as an epilogue, Jack went back, had a nervous breakdown, and wound up divorcing his wife. He got out on a day pass and flew to Canada, and he showed up at my doorstep.
Came to Canada, shows up at his doorstep.
And I bring him over to Daxter's.
Yeah, he brings him over to me and tells me to take him downtown the day we have a transit strike.
Which is sweet. So I'm like, fucking
thank you. Fucking thank you.
So,
oh, yeah.
Fucking right you did it. So that is the army story from Sean of the night of self-exploration. So that's what we'll call that one. And what time is it? Oh, my God, it's 11 o'clock. It's a lot of time to call. Okay. All right.
Thank you for listening to What the Hell.
In celebration of the 20th, 25th, or 30th, or when did they walk on the moon? 20 years ago? Extreme close-up. 30 years ago, we're going to play Walking on the Moon by Darkest Hill Side Tickets. And you can watch them on www.ranttv.com. So go there.
Walking on the moon, we can sleep together, walking on the moon.